Moore looked at the victim's wrists. She was immobilized.
Yes, duct tape on the wrists and ankles. She was found nude, wearing only a few items of jewelry.
What jewelry?
A necklace, a ring, ear studs. The jewelry box in the bedroom was untouched. Robbery was not the motive.
Moore looked at the horizontal band of bruising across the victim's hips. The torso was immobilized as well.
Duct tape across the waist and the upper thighs, and across her mouth.
Moore released a deep breath.
Jesus.
Staring at Elena Ortiz, Moore had a disorienting flash of another young woman. Another corpse, a blonde with meat-red slashes across her throat and abdomen. Diana Sterling, he murmured.
I've already pulled Sterling's autopsy report, said Tierney, in case you need to review it.
But Moore did not. The Sterling case, on which he had been lead detective, had never strayed far from his mind. A year ago, 30-year-old Diana Sterling, an employee at the Kendall and Lord Travel Agency, had been discovered nude and strapped to her bed with duct tape. Her throat and lower abdomen were slashed. The murder remained unsolved. Dr. Tierney directed the exam light onto Elena Ortiz's abdomen. The blood had been rinsed off earlier, and the edges of the incision were a pale pink.
Trace evidence? Asked Moore. There was a strand of hair adhering to the wound margin.
Moore looked up with sudden interest.
The victim's? Much shorter. A light brown.
Elena Ortiz's hair was black.
Tierney directed their attention to the wound. What we have here is a transverse cut. Surgeons call this a Maillard incision. The abdominal wall was incised layer by layer, first the skin, then the superficial fascia, then the muscle, and finally the pelvic peritoneum.
Like Sterling, said Moore.
Yes, like Sterling. But there are differences.
What differences?
On Diana Sterling, there were a few jags in the incision, indicating hesitation or uncertainty. You don't see that here.
Notice how cleanly this skin has been incised? He did this with absolute confidence.
Tierney's gaze met Moore's. He's improved his technique. Our unsub is learning.
If it's the same unknown subject, Rizzoli said.
There's another similarity. The blade used in this wound is single-edged, non-serrated, like the blade used on Sterling.
A scalpel?
It's consistent with a scalpel. The clean incision tells me there was no twisting of the blade. The victim was either unconscious or so tightly restrained she couldn't move, couldn't struggle. She couldn't cause the blade to divert from its linear path.
Barry Frost looked like he wanted to throw up.
Ah, jeez.
Please tell me she was already dead when he did this. I'm afraid this is not a post-mortem wound.
Only Tierney's green eyes showed above the surgical mask, and they were angry.
There was antemortem bleeding? Asked Moore.
Pooling in the pelvic cavity, which means her heart was still pumping. She was still alive when this procedure was done.
Moore looked at the wrists, encircled by bruises. There were similar bruises around both ankles and a band of petechia, pinpoint skin hemorrhages stretched across her hips. Elena Ortiz had struggled against her bonds.
There's other evidence she was alive during the cutting, said Tierney.
Put your hand inside the wound, Thomas. I think you know what you're going to find. Reluctantly, Moore inserted his gloved hand into the wound. It was an intimate violation, this burrowing into the most private part of a woman's anatomy.
The uterus is missing.
Moore looked at Tierney.
The ME nodded.
It's been removed. Moore withdrew his hand from the body and stared down at the wound, gaping like an open mouth.
Nothing else was removed? Rizzoli asked.
Just the uterus, said Tierney.
What's this thing I'm feeling here, this hard little knot on the left side? Rizzoli said,
her own hand now exploring the cavity.
It's suture. He used it to tie off blood vessels.
Rizzoli looked up, startled.
This is a surgical knot?
Two O'Plain catgut, ventured Moore, looking at Tierney for confirmation.
Tierney nodded. The same suture we found in Diana Sterling. It's manufactured by a dozen different companies, most of them in Asia or India.